In many areas of the United States, tourist season lasts less than half the year. Businesses that operate only a few months out of the year say they make most of their profit when tourists visit, called peak season. The owners of many of these businesses say they are unable to get Americans to work for them. That is probably because the wages are low and the work is temporary and mostly unskilled. Many of these jobs are in restaurants and hotels. Many years ago, American teenagers filled these positions. But fewer do so now, and they are only available for 3 months during the summer. In many tourist areas of the country, there also are few young people. Many people have retired and do not want to work anymore. So these businesses depend on foreign workers. These workers are permitted to come to the United States and work using an H-2B temporary visa. This year, however, the limit on H-2B visas has been reached, and some employers are worried that they will not be able to continue operations. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said the H-2B program hurts the wages and job opportunities of American workers. However, before he was president, Donald Trump employed H-2B workers at his golf club in Florida. VOA recently went to the coast of the eastern state of Massachusetts, where spring and summer arrive later than in other parts of the country. Jane Nichols Bishop operates an employment company. She helps business owners find workers from places such as Jamaica and the Philippines. She says, without these workers, it is difficult for some companies to care for their customers.
Who's going to make the beds, clean the bathrooms, serve the food, cook the food, do the dishes? There isn't anyone here to do it. Not enough anyway.
Bishop submitted 171 applications for businesses for H-2B workers. Only 24 were approved before the limit on the number of such visas was reached. She says she is bringing just 300 H-2B workers to the area instead of 3,000. Alan Sylvester operates American Tent and Table, a company owned by his family. He says the company earns 80 to 90% of its profits in 5 months during the spring and summer. That is when many outdoor weddings take place. He employs 7 to 8 Americans and 13 H-2B visa workers. He says it is difficult to find Americans willing to work for just 5 months of the year. He says the lack of American workers and the lower number of H-2B visa holders may cause his yearly revenue to fall by up to 20%. He says it is difficult to hire foreign workers.
And there's a stack of paperwork like this you have to fill out. It's nothing anyone would do. Anyway, I would say anyone who's smart enough to own their own business wouldn't be dumb enough to use the H-2B program to fill their employees if there was another way to do it.
Before companies can hire foreign workers using the H-2B visa program, they must show that they have first tried to hire Americans. Jim Underdahl is the general manager of the Kunameset Inn. He says problems with the system have caused a delay in the arrival of the workers. As a result, he says businesses like his have decided to employ full-time workers even when travelers are not visiting. Businesses call this the off-season.
I don't want to lose those employees, so I have people in the kitchen that we work 40 hours for the winter. So they're not going to leave me. They're going to say, hey, they're treating us good. They're going to be here this spring. They're going to get me through.
If the businesses are not able to find more workers, they may have to open later, reduce services, or change the way they operate. Businesses in the state of Maine, just north of Massachusetts, are also having problems finding workers. The state, which calls itself Vacation Land, needs thousands of foreign workers every summer. Greg Dougal is the president of the Maine Innkeepers and Restaurants Association. He told WCSH-TV that businesses in the state may only get one-third of the 3,000 workers with H-2B visas that they have asked for. Businesses hope Congress will make changes to the H-2B program to expand the number of foreign workers permitted before April 28th as part of federal budget legislation. Currently, the program permits 66,000 foreign workers to come to the U.S. with H-2B visas. The limit was reached in March. Some bills being proposed would permit workers who are returning to some jobs to not be counted in the 66,000 worker limit. If the legislation is approved, as many as 264,000 H-2B workers could be filling jobs in the U.S. this year. I'm Jonathan Evans.